Hello, and welcome to Shelf Competence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovations in the food and beverage industry. I'm Erica Logston, your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with one of the association's newest members, Flash Food. Flash Food is a technology company working to eliminate retail food waste by connecting consumers with discounted food nearing its Best Buy date. The app-based marketplace is helping families across America access nutritious food at affordable prices while reducing the volume of food retailers send to the landfill. Flash Food is a remote-first company currently partnered with more than 1,700 stores across America. Joining us today is Flash Food's President and COO, Nick Bertram, to introduce us to Flash Food and discuss what causes food waste and how grocery stores can help solve the problem.
Well, welcome, Nick. Let's talk about food. First of all, what is Flash Food? Fill us in.
Flash Food is a marketplace that connects consumers to food that's nearing its Best Buy date at a ridiculously discounted price from grocers. So it's a way that grocers are actually diverting food away from landfills and instead feeding people. And then it's a way that shoppers are taking advantage of, you know, great food that they're going to eat, you know, before it expires, and they're bringing it home and cooking it or taking it to work or doing anything. So it's a we're a software company more than anything else that created a marketplace connecting those two groups.
Awesome. And why was Flash Food Fund founded?
Well, like any great idea, somebody saw a problem that needed to be solved. And so our founder is a guy called Josh Dominguez. He's from Toronto in Canada. And Josh's story is pretty interesting. His sister was in a catering business. And she called him one day just upset about how much food she continued to have to throw away after these events. And that led him on this discovery process to find out how big of a problem food waste actually is. Statistics would say that, you know, food waste was all aggregated, it would actually be the third largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. As if, you know, just behind the United States and China. So it's crazy when you take all of that together. And so he went on this discovery process to try and figure out, all right, where are all the different sources of food waste at? And you can go anywhere. I mean, if you start on farms, I think anybody who lives in Pennsylvania probably knows not everything that is grown actually makes its way to a grocery store or to a kitchen or to a restaurant. But he eventually landed in to the grocery stores that were nearby him. He just went in, talked to store managers, department managers to try and figure out what it was that they were dealing with. And eventually it turned into this great idea that now is, you know, pretty big solution provider.
What's the actual cause of food waste? If you had to, you know, give us a definition of what causes food waste.
In its simplest form, it's just food that's produced that's not consumed by, you know, humans or animals. I mean, there's just that delta, and that delta comes from a lot of different sources and a lot of different places for a variety of different reasons. But it's a lot. Like, I mean, if you think about all of that food that ends up in landfills today, and by the way, grocers have taken most grocers, have really put a lot of energy into making this less of a problem because it's also a profit drain. But it's just amazing to think about what happens when it gets covered by other trash and like when the methane builds up and like what it actually creates. And yet there are humans across the entire planet who are either malnourished or fully hungry and like nearing starvation. So it's actually two different problems. It's not just one problem that we're talking about and not just one problem that we're solving or trying to solve, I should say. We're not the only solution. It takes a whole lot of people trying to solve this, but we're trying to solve two connected problems with food waste and food scarcity.
That's great. So you mentioned your technology company. Let's jump into that a little bit so people can understand how they can really get involved with Flash Food and how you work as a technology company. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no doubt. So we're a marketplace more than anything else, and creating a different venue for a grocery store or retailer rather to sell food that they don't necessarily want to sell in store. They want a different outlet for it. And through three different products that our team of developers have created and continue to work on and continue to innovate, there's one product that actually serves like the teams in the store. So it's a way that they're able to take images, update things real time on things that maybe come from deli or prepared foods or meat department, seafood, produce, you name it, that actually get listed real time. For the customer app, which is another product that we have that is geolocation enabled and actually takes wherever you're at, lets you know all the different outlets, all the different flash food zones inside of stores that have food, what it is, like what the price is. It's usually half off from whatever's posted. And then they get to order it right there on their phone or on their tablet and go in and they pick it up. And so those are the two products. And then there's a corporate product that really is more of the back and forth between, you know, the retailer and our team. And this will have things like item catalogs, pictures, different things like that.
That's awesome. I found your app several years ago and sent it out to everyone in my family. And I was like, you have to check this app out. We have a lot of nieces and nephews, a lot of kids. So, you know, we found a great benefit in Flash Food in that regard. So
My wife and I have five little boys, and I don't know how little they are, actually. Our oldest is 13, and Flash Food has definitely been a hit for us for the years that we've lived here as well. And especially, you know, as our appetites just continue to escalate, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. So how does Flash Food work with grocery stores? How, you guys aren't going in, right? You just said that you have a product where the grocery stores can use it themselves and upload the pictures themselves.
Yeah, we fit into their natural markdown process or their natural calling process. And I'll use an example. It's probably the easiest. So in the produce department, like right now it's summer, and so you've got a lot of stone fruit that's going to be out, peaches, nectarines, things of that nature. Not all of them are going to be beautiful on the shelf, right? Some of them probably will not be, and you want to try to find a different way to either sell them or use them inside of a recipe. What you don't want to do is throw them out. And so when the produce associate or manager is going through and doing what's called culling, which is just looking for the ones that don't meet whatever the shelf standards are, the presentation standards, I should say, they usually already have a process where they pull that off of the tables and put that into whatever their box is. With Flash Food, we just jump into that process using whatever technology they already have. Our app can work inside of that. And what the things that they choose to post for that day, it's just captured right then and there. And instead of going into whatever is going to happen, whether it's going to be, you know, sent into like a divert bin if they're partnering with divert, or, you know, hopefully not, but into the trash bin or something like that, it's going to the Flash Food zone. And so that's happening throughout the store, and things are moving up to the Flash Food zone, which is typically, at least for in this area where we partner with the giant company, the Flash Food zone is going to be up past the checkouts, and it's going to be near the customer service desk. And you'll see your refrigerator, you'll see a wire rack with some of the shelf stable products on it as well. And that's where those items are until a customer decides that they want to buy it, at which time they take it out. So we integrate into the existing process with our retail partners across North America. They get to choose what the items are. They get to choose, you know, pretty much everything. And we're just their partner along the way.
That's great. What do you see the consumers purchasing through the app?
Well, about 80% of everything that's posted gets purchased. It's actually incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we're the most proud of is that, you know, the simplicity of the app, the real-time nature of it, it's attracting a lot of different shoppers and bringing in new traffic to retailers whenever they choose to partner with us. And yeah, like between 70 and 80% on average is what we're seeing get sold from that which is posted, which is pretty amazing. So you're going to see a lot of different items. It really depends on the retailer. It depends on that particular store. I know the stores that we tend to use the most locally are going to have, you know, produce bags, which we love, like with a lot of different either fruit or vegetables inside of them. And so it creates like this, this fun, I don't know, creativity and whatever for dinner, you know, whatever we're making for dinner, because you don't know exactly what's in the produce bag, although you get a picture of it and you get to use some of those. We certainly use a lot of fish and meat that's inside of those, dairy. There's often some really cool yogurt flavors that we get to use, cheeses. And then recently there's been some organic cereal that the boys have really enjoyed. So we've got some of that too.
That's awesome. So Flash Food is one of the newer members of PFMA. What encouraged you guys to join?
Probably my relationship with PFMA, you know, having ran the giant company for 5 years and part of all the layers and living in central Pennsylvania, PFMA has been a very strong voice for grocers, for convenience stores, excuse me, and just in general for the food industry, so long as I have lived here. And, you know, it's a very good community. I think of those that are on the board right now. I think of the member companies, the affiliate members like Flash Food. It's just a great community. And Pennsylvania is very much an agriculture state. It's one of the things that I love about our Commonwealth. And so being part of that community, being part of that food system is what is important to Flash Food and all the communities that we serve, including this one.
Awesome. Well, Nick, I want to thank you for joining us today. I learned a lot about food waste and Flash Food. Thanks for sharing all of your knowledge, and we're excited to have you as new members of the association.
Thanks. Take care.
Stay tuned for more great Shelf Confidence episodes this season. If you enjoyed Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. Thanks for listening.